This is GQDN for Thursday, February 26th, 2026. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/GQ26. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get those delicious drink mixes. Put in the promo code Quest. After you go get Quest worthy, if you put in the promo code Quest, you get 25% off of your purchase. By patreon.com/thegroupquest and by stackup.org. In today's news, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Wait, what? There's a free game on the Epic Game Store. And how many nostalgic games do you have? Being remakes and all that stuff. We'll get to that in a minute because Valve right now is being sued by the New York attorney, and it's the Attorney General, Letitia James, because the lawsuit says that Valve is partaking in some illegal promotions of gambling through the loot boxes that's available in its games, Counter-Strike 2, Team Fortress 2, and Dota 2. And since they offer players a chance to get rewards, they could also happen to have some monetary value thanks to the Steam Marketplace. Here is what the lawsuit reads. Quote, in Valve's most popular game, the process resembles a slot machine with an animated spinning wheel that eventually rests on a selected item. Randomly selected virtual items have no in-game functionality, but can be sold online for money, with one item reportedly being sold for more than $1 million. End quote. Now, the lawsuit does allege that through the promotion, Valve has earned a lot of money luring players to engage with the gambling in the hopes of winning some of these items. For the quote, legal gambling can be harmful and lead to serious addiction problems, especially for our young people. Valve has made billions of dollars by letting children and adults alike illegally gamble for the chance to win valuable virtual prizes. These features are addictive, harmful, and illegal, and my office is suing the top Valve's illegal conduct and protect New Yorkers. End quote. Now, the lawsuit, according to Gaming Bolt, does look like it will be about the loot boxes. And that's where you just heard the press release does compare that with slot machines. So in fact, that the third-party markets also does exist, it does make it easier to liquidate money that could have some other Steam ecosystem. Further quote, users can also connect their Valve accounts to third-party marketplaces where the virtual items can be sold directly for cash. The Office of the Attorney General's investigation found that Valve's facilities and even assist these third-party marketplaces in their operations. The high value of Counter-Strike's rare skins and ease of liquidating items through third-party marketplaces have made Valve's virtual items an attractive target for thieves. Valve has received hundreds of thousands of support requests from users reporting that their Steam accounts have been hacked or that they have been tricked into transferring items to a bad actor. End quote. We will see how this goes. We'll keep our eyes on it, or at least try to. That's not the only thing that Valve is looking at. According to GamesRadar.com, they're taking a look at the AI measures that took one step further with a browser extension, and that did add some unavoidable Generation AI warning to the Steam games, so there would be no AI slop. So the browser extension will allow people to scroll through Steam, so that way people can look at the AI-generated content disclosure front, and it'll be centered with a pop-up that they need to close before they are able to look at the game. The modder Siu did create a browser extension for both Firefox and Chrome, and that does let people place the AI disclosure before the main Steam game page. Valve does require developers to disclose the use of generative AI when submitting their games to Steam, but that statement is at the bottom of the page. So, due to the placement of the AI-generated content disclosure, users will have to scroll and scroll and scroll before they can see the statement that is just above the user reviews. The browser extension changes that. So now people can see the pop-up in front of the blurred out Steam page, and you need to close it out before you can view the game. Now, if you want to avoid the AI games, this browser tool could be very useful to you. That's according to GamesRadar. also did suggest that you should not make it a complacent when it comes to AI in games. Now, there's still a number of games that are that have been suspiciously made with AI, along with the features that did not include the AI disclosure statement. So if you download the extension and you don't see the pop-up on the Steam page, you might not yet be in the clear if you don't want an AI game. But what if you want an old game? Well, I'm not talking about old games. I'm talking about remakes and remasters. Because according to GameSpot.com, the total number went over 138 million downloads last year. And that's according to the research by Sensor Tower, which is a staggering number who revisits old games that have given an upgrade. And the analytics from the firm did say that there were 138 million downloads of remakes and remasters across the globe. So the number was indeed split. 60 million downloads for remakes and 78 million downloads for remasters. So for the remakes, Delta Force had 14.5 million downloads for the free-to-play shooter game. And Ark Survival Ascend came in second with 4.35 million downloads. The Metro 2233 Redo came in third. Last of Us Part 1 came in fourth. And Resident Evil 4 came in fifth. There's quite a few other ones, but how did the remasters do? Well, Grand Theft Auto 5 Enhanced came in at 13.1 million downloads. Elder Scrolls 4 Oblivion Remastered was in second at 8 million downloads. Need for Speed Hot Pursuit Remastered came in third. Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2 came in fourth. And Elder Scrolls 5 Skyrim Special Edition came in fifth. So yeah, there's a lot right there. So I hope you loved your remakes and remasters. I know he did. PR Xbox did say that Phil Spencer did introduce the Xbox leader at Microsoft HQ. And there's a video for it, which makes Asha Sharma's week pretty full. Now, the video was posted up on Twitter and is done in Spanish. But here's what Phil did say. Quote, an emotional day here for the team. So much love and appreciation for all Xbox P3 has done over the years for the team gaming. Lots of optimism here in comments from Asha Shar around great games, the return of Xbox, and their dedication to learn, to lead and learn in the next 25 years. So that will be done. And she was walking around. Yes, she was. No equipment, no esports this time. So we'll just get right into the good stuff now. Because according to PlayStationLifestyle.net, there's a game coming out soon. This will be an open world action RPG that will launch worldwide, developed by Hato Studio and published by Perfect World Games. It's called Neverness to Everness, and that'll be available on PC and mobile as well, with full cross-platform support. Neverness to Everness will release on April 29th, 2026. Registrations are open for the free-to-play game on the PlayStation Store, and you can wishlist the title if you want. But what if you don't want that? Well, according to Polygon, the Epic Games Store does have some free games as well, and these are going to be some puzzle-type games, such as Boxes, Lost Fragments, and My Night Job as well. So if you're a thief, you'll want Boxes, Lost Fragments. And if you want to have the night shift, you can try out My Night Job, because you'll be defending against monsters. Defending monsters? Wait a minute. My Nintendo Everything did say that Pokemon did release a special video for the 30th anniversary. Yep, and there's Pikachu coming out of the ball. And the ball is the 30, but I think you get that. The 0 and 30. Yeah, you get that. But they did release the red and green versions in 1996, with blue version dropping later that year. And the season's later debut was West Pokemon Red and Blue in 1998. Now, this video is the beginning of the Pokemon Anniversary festivities, which Pokemon Presents will be done tomorrow. And it'll be expected for the next generation of games that will be revealed. That's for Medros. This is for Golvan. According to IGN, Magic's Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Draft Nightbox now includes a collector booster and is back in stock with a new discount. It's $95 at Amazon. Yep, go do it. Go do it. You're good. You're good. This has been a Dawn Forge production. 2026, all rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow for a finally Friday. Till then, go play some video games, people.